is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
In the past week or so, we've looked at, in various interview segments we've done, different aspects of sort of resetting for the new year that really applies to a lot of different areas. And what about your finances? George Campbell is a Ramsey Media personality, a personal finance expert with a, and I'm curious about this, countercultural approach to money. He's the host of Fine Print, the Ramsey Show, and Entree Leadership Podcast on the Ramsey Network. He's been at Ramsey Solutions since 2013. George, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Great to be with you, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, I'm curious, what is a countercultural approach to money?
Well, really, it's common sense, but we've lost that as a society when it comes to money, and the numbers are showing us that. People are, they're in debt, they're strapped with student loans, they've got the credit card payments, they've got these bloated mortgages, and they just can't seem to get ahead. No matter how much money they're making, they feel like they're broke, and they're living paycheck to paycheck. 8 out of 10 people are living paycheck to paycheck. And so a countercultural approach says, hey, what if there's a different way? What if we don't have to live with payments for the rest of our life? What could that mean for our budgets, for our families, for our futures? So that's what I'm really excited to talk with you about today.
Well, as people look at their financial situation, whether as an individual or maybe as a couple, what's the first thing they should do to make an improvement?
The very first thing they should do is get on the same page. Because if that's not there, nothing's going to work. And so one of the ways I encourage couples to do this is to start dreaming together. Most couples aren't even talking about money unless it's a money fight. And therefore, money, when it comes up, is always going to have a negative implication. So have an honest conversation. Hey, where do we want to be a year from now, in 5 years? What are the big goals we have for our lives, for our families? And once you start to do that and you dream together, then you can walk hand in hand. And no matter what the goals are, you're in it.
Any idea why people don't talk about this stuff so much?
Well, I think there's a lot of shame around it because we've all made money mistakes. I've made money mistakes. And so I think when it comes up, people kind of freeze up. They clam up. They don't want to talk about it. Maybe they grew up in a house where money wasn't talked about either, or they saw their parents handle money in a negative way. And so it becomes kind of a scary thing to talk about because you wonder, is this going to affect my relationship? What are people going to think about me? What are the implications in my marriage, at work? But I want people to have more honest conversations and start heading in the right direction.
And for some people as well, you go and do, especially in a marriage or a couple's relationship where maybe the backgrounds are totally diverse. One person may have come from poverty. One person may have come from being in a situation where money was nothing to worry about.
Absolutely. And that's where you really have to be empathetic and understand where this person is coming from, why they make money decisions the way they do. And one of my colleagues, fellow Ramsey personality Rachel Cruz, wrote an entire book on this called Know Yourself, Know Your Money that really walks through the different kind of classrooms that we learned about growing up when it comes to money. And that's a really important thing to understand so that you can move forward knowing, hey, this is how my partner sees money, and therefore I have to approach this differently if we're going to get on a budget and get out of debt this year.
Now, we've had this thing for the last 21 months called COVID-19 and a worldwide pandemic. And coping with financial issues related to the pandemic, that is probably, well, not probably, that has caused a lot of people's finances to tilt.
Oh, absolutely. And rightfully so. A lot of people are scared. I mean, there's been a lot of job loss. There's been health scares. You may have lost a loved one during this pandemic. And so a lot of people are going, what does this mean for me and my future and my money? And they're worried about inflation and real estate. And what about crypto? And there's so many distractions out there. And so I want people to just take a deep breath and go, hey, what is in my control? I can't control the economy. I can't control when this pandemic ends, but I can control myself and my decisions and my budget and what my goals are. And once you do that and you kind of stop looking at every single headline and freaking out about it, you can then really focus on your goal that year, whether that's to get out of debt or start investing more or save for your kids' college or even pay off your house.
I wonder if some people have really started to look more at finances during the pandemic in the short term. I mean, at this point, a lot of people are just trying to get through the month and make sure they have enough money to pay that month's bills and deal with the current things that have got to be dealt with. and I can see where a lot of people, maybe the long-term planning's kind of gone out the window.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things you can do this year for your money is get ahead. And the way to do that is to get on a budget. I know that's a scary word for a lot of people. It makes your skin tingle a little bit, a little sweat on the brow. But here's what a budget is. It gives you permission to spend. It's freedom. And so what this looks like is listing out all of your income on one side and your expenses on the other side. And I want the net result to be zero, meaning you've given every single dollar that came in the door, you've given it a job in your budget. And we want you to cover your four walls first. First and foremost, you've got to cover your food, your utilities, your housing, and your transportation. And if you start tracking that stuff, you start sticking to this budget, you're going to see amazing progress, and it's going to feel like you got a raise.
I think a lot of people probably, if they're in a position where they're doing pretty well, may have a tendency to keep less track of this. Yet if they did, even for a sample month, would be shocked at just how much money they spend in different categories.
Oh, yeah. Emotionally, you know, I feel like I spend $200 on food, but my budget told me I spent $600. And so you've got to make sure that reality is matching up to what you think is happening. And that's why I love a budget. And we've got a free app called Every Dollar that anyone can go download in their app store, and they can make this budget in under 10 minutes. And our goal with this was to make it easy for everyone to start budgeting and even fun. It can become kind of a fun game where you go, am I on track? Am I going to hit it? And you feel the progress. And that progress is what keeps you going along what we call our baby steps.
Yet it's so hard to stick to, because when you've had a long day and you see a food item you really want, it's a little higher end, and you've been spending too much on food already, you just want to cave and get it.
Oh, absolutely. We've all been there at some point in the last 21 months. We ate our feelings, right? It was the pint of ice cream. It was a snack here or there. We went out to eat because we just couldn't bring ourselves to cook. And food is one of the biggest budget busters out there. And so you really do have to look at, all right, if I want to get out of debt, I'm going to give myself $200, and I'm going to stick to it. And that means, you know what, I might need to think ahead. I might need to meal prep. I might need to see what's on sale this week at the grocery store. And I might need to say no to the friends who want to go out to eat at the expensive restaurant this week.
Well, it's interesting trying to navigate through all of this. It seems like it takes an awful lot of discipline, which is something that Americans don't always seem to have.
No, and that's a big part of this plan, is being willing to stick to a proven plan. And so the good news is millions of people have done this stuff, and so you're not stuck wondering, hey, if I actually do this stuff, is it really going to work? And so you have to get to the point where you hate your situation enough to where you're willing to change. That's what it comes down to. And I think this year a lot of people have had what we call a never again moment, where they say, never again am I going to deal with this financial stress because I didn't have a plan, because I was thousands of dollars in debt. Never again am I going to do that. And so with that, the next step is to, okay, what are you going to do about it? And what I want people to understand is that they have control. And I know they can't control a lot of factors out there, but they can control their own financial situation.
A lot of people have been looking at a lot of aspects of their life during the pandemic. We've seen people in droves, unprecedented droves, quit their jobs and seek other things, decide that it's time to do something that they really want, not just something that was convenient. How does that apply to maybe rethinking what you do financially?
I think a lot of great things have happened this year in that regard, where people are going, you know what, I want to do something that has more purpose. And obviously, I want you to have a plan. I don't want you to just go up and quit your job tomorrow without having something lined up, because you do need an income. You've got to survive here. But I actually like what's happening out there as far as people realizing that work doesn't have to suck. You know, it doesn't have to be a J-O-B. And my colleague Ken Coleman talks about this on the Ken Coleman Show every day. He's helping callers really navigate this situation where they go, Ken, I don't love what I'm doing. And he helps navigate a plan for them to get to something they love and realize that you can get paid really well for it.
And one of the other aspects of it is the technology during COVID-19 has put more possibilities out there. People can work from, work remotely in a lot of cases. There's options that just weren't available before that might change what somebody wants to do, because they can do it where they are now, or they can go to where they really want to be and do what they're doing now.
Oh, absolutely. Remote work has taken off this year, and it's given people a lot of flexibility. And honestly, I want them to take advantage of this when it comes to their finances, because this means you can rethink, do I really need a car? How much am I driving? Hey, should I check with my insurance to see if I can get a lower rate since I'm working from home? What does this mean for my grocery budget? Because I'm at home now, which means I don't have to go out as much. I can cook at home. What can that do to your budget to allow you to hit all of your financial goals? And so I think there's some great things happening out there when it comes to the workforce. Of course, it's scary for a lot of business owners who are trying to hire for that help. But if you're at home and you're not working, there's so many opportunities out there, and there's so many opportunities for things that you are passionate about, that you're talented in, and we need that right now as a society and an economy.
More when we come back. George Kamel, a Ramsey personality. The interview podcast after one at 541radio.com. Back in 2 minutes on Inside Douglas County, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. On tomorrow's program, we're tentatively scheduled to talk to one of the Republican candidates for governor, Christine Drazen, who recently left her role as House Minority Leader. That on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. George Kamel, Ramsey media personality, with us here this afternoon, talking about getting in shape for the new year. What about the aspect, George, of retirement? When does that start to come into the picture and looking ahead to being ready for that day?
Well, you know, we like to say that retirement is not an age, it's a financial number. And so a lot of people in their heads, they think, well, I got to wait till I'm 65 to retire. And what I want people to start thinking about this as is, I get to retire when I don't need to worry about the money. And so starting to make good choices when it comes to investing now is what's going to set you up for that in the future. And a lot of people who are my age, millennials and Gen Z, they don't want to work till they're 65. They have a lot of dreams and goals, and they want to travel and have these experiences. And so I tell them, hey, if you can get out of debt now and you can start using all of that money instead to invest, man, you're going to be in an incredible place early on in life, in your 40s and your 50s. And I get to meet these people every day who walk into our lobby, and they share their story about how they are baby steps millionaires because of following our plan. And these are people that are in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. So it's very encouraging, and it can be done.
How do you develop a plan for saving money every month? It seems like there's always so many demands.
Yeah, well, part of that is getting rid of all of your consumer debt, because when you do that, you give yourself a raise, and all of those payments you are making can now be funneled into investing. So we tell people to invest 15% of their household income into retirement accounts once they've paid off their consumer debt, meaning everything but the house, and they have a fully funded emergency fund of 3 to 6 months. That gives you what we call financial peace. You can rest easy, you can breathe, and you have plenty of margin to do that investing, save for your kids' college, and even pay off your house early.
It seems like it's always a big step to take, though, because you're worried about, what if I lock myself into putting this much away, and what happens if, you know, the unthinkable, the washer breaks, the car breaks down, etc.?
Yeah, and that's where that emergency fund really helps. I've had this happen to me, and now when something breaks, it's just a minor inconvenience because we have the money put away in savings, and we don't have any debt. And so, yes, it's not fun to pay $5,000 for a new HVAC, but when you have $10,000 or $15,000 sitting in a savings account, you just kind of yawn, and you move on with your life. And so that's what I want emergencies to become for people, is just an inconvenience. And that happens when you build that emergency fund.
Can you achieve a lot of this without actually writing down a budget?
No, a written plan. Now, it doesn't have to be in physical writing with a pen or paper. Like I mentioned, we have a free app called Every Dollar, and I'm you know, high-tech, fancy guy, and so I prefer to do it digitally. But a lot of people like to do it on pen and paper. Some people like an Excel spreadsheet. Do whatever you're actually going to do. Do what works for you. But doing it on paper, in the app, and actually tracking it, yes, that is so crucial to have something to look at and go, all right, we said we were going to spend $200, and we're at $180. That means we have $20 left. We really need to make some changes here and adjust so that we hit our goals.
Yet people don't want to say no to their desires at any given moment.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the hardest things about you know, discipline and being on any plan is saying, you know what, my goals are more important than what I want right now. And so it really takes a long-term mindset. And we've all heard the term FOMO, the fear of missing out. And that causes people to make some really bad financial decisions. And so I encourage people to have JOMO. And that is the joy of missing out, the joy of knowing, you know what, I've got a bigger goal in mind. And so this weekend with my friends, it's going to cost me $200. I'm going to say no to that because I need to say yes to something more important.
So as you have gone through your time with Ramsey Solutions, what do you see as the biggest stumbling block for people to actually break down and make a budget?
I think the biggest thing is believing that it's possible for them. Everyone wants to feel like they're the exception to the rule, and my situation's unique, and, well, this plan's not going to work for me, and here's why. When you just submit yourself to a proven plan, and this is something I had to do when I started here. I submitted myself to this plan. I had $40,000 in debt, and just a few weeks ago, I paid off my house. And so this is a 9-year span of time. And if you have a 10-year mindset, a 9-year mindset, it's amazing what can happen. But a lot of people are just worried about next week, about next month. And so if you can really step out of that and have a bigger vision for your life and the next decade, it's incredible what will happen.
So for you, when you hit that point, you got the debt paid off, and you sound younger, you paid off your house. What did that do to your monthly in and out?
I can tell you, you know, on New Year's Day, we got our first paycheck after we had paid off our house, and me and my wife looked at each other and we said, we get to keep this. We get to do whatever we want with this. And so now we have new goals, and I want to upgrade my car and pay cash for a great car, and we want to maybe upgrade a house, and we'd love to do that with cash one day. And I'm 32 years old, and I'm not a rich guy. I didn't come from money. My parents are not wealthy. My parents are immigrants. And so to realize that this is possible regardless of your income, and it's going to look different for everyone. I'm not saying that. And if you have a really low income, it will be harder. But it's possible to get out of debt. It's possible to live counterculturally without a credit score and without payments. And I've done both, and so I'm a practitioner of the stuff I'm talking about.
So 32 years old and your house is paid off.
Yes. I'm just as shocked as you are, Kyle.
How many people do you know that that applies to? I mean, that's obviously the exception.
You know what's funny is we're seeing more and more young couples come and do debt-free screens in our lobby, and that's where they come and share their story live on the Ramsey Show. And I'll be co-hosting with Dave, hearing their stories. And they say, Dave, we paid off our house. And we're like, how old are you? And they go, I'm 28, I'm 34, I'm 45, I'm 52. And so it's really encouraging to see people follow the plan and figure out that it's possible for them, and they don't have to die with a mortgage payment. It's incredible.
And a lot of people, I think, though, you know, whether you're a single person or you've got a dual income family, whether you're making lower wages or higher wages, it just seems like that's just out there and that I couldn't possibly ever pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, it takes time. Like I've told you, this is a decade journey. This was not a get rich quick scheme. This didn't happen overnight. It's incremental, and that's why we teach the 7 baby steps, where we say, hey, you've got to have a starter emergency fund of $1,000. You've got to get out of consumer debt. Generally, that takes people 18 to 24 months. You've got to save up 3 to 6 months of expenses. That usually takes another 6 months. And then you begin investing 15%, saving for kids' college if you have kids, and then moving on to paying off the house early. And so following those steps incrementally allows you to get to that baby step 7, where you have a paid-for house, you're living and giving like no one else, which is what we call it, where you can just build wealth, you can be really generous, and that's something we've got to experience just this month. After we paid off our house, we had a friend going through some health issues, and we just got to send her a bunch of money, and we got to do it with a smile, not worrying about how that affects our budget, and just being able to really be a blessing to other people. And so that's what we're so excited about, being in this kind of new step of our journey. And if you have that 10-year mindset, you will get there if you follow our plan. It may take you 15 years, but most people spend 30 years living with payments, wondering why they can't get ahead, and then they're stuck being a burden to their kids because they didn't save for retirement. And so I want people to take control of their financial situation this year and realize that it is possible.
And for people on the younger end in their 20s, I suppose one of the keys is not getting into all this debt at the front end.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. If you can avoid the traps that are, and there's so many out there. I mean, there's not only student loans, which a lot of people, you know, we've got $1.67 trillion sitting out there in student loans with 45 million Americans. But then there's car payments that are eating up their monthly budget. There's credit card bills eating up their monthly budget. And then they have a big mortgage and they put nothing down on the house. And so now they have that to deal with because they were told that renting is a sin and that you're throwing money away. And they're living paycheck to paycheck. So the more you can say no, and if you already have debt, that's okay. I'm not mad at you, but I want you to realize that you can get rid of this debt. Like I said, 18 to 24 months is the average amount of time it takes for people following our plan at Ramsey to get out of all of their consumer debt. So it can be done if you're willing to submit yourself to the budget and to a little bit of what we call gazelle intensity. You have to make some sacrifices if you want to win.
And as we wrap up, how do folks connect with some of the resources from the Ramsey Show and Ramsey Media?
You can find me at George Kamel, K-A-M-E-L, on Instagram, on Twitter, and you can find the Fine Print Podcast at fineprintpodcast.com.
George Kamel, Ramsey Media Personality, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 Inside Douglas County and News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.